Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Umale Shaitan Rajim. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. We only bear witness and we testify there is no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad, the one Christ Jesus mentioned in Scripture that would come and lead us in all truth. We said that is Prophet Muhammad, the one they have kept away from the world, or the world to know about. And the only reason they hate Muslims, because we know the truth, and the truth will set all of us free. And somebody don't want us all to be free. So we here tonight in the Brock Talk Radio Station, opening up with the beautiful music of Wale Ali, Images and Religion. And we can see the damage. We are living under the damage that these images have done to us. Went to a church today, Christian church, where a sister who was trying to learn Islam. And she has started learning. She has started challenging people about that image. And she hadn't yet took a shot of tame. But she was a good sister, been married a Muslim brother. And time ran out. She reburied her today. I was a pallbearer. But the thing that we experienced at their church would tell us that we got a lot of work to do. These people are taking Jesus and enslaving the people. They are lying on Jesus. They are telling so many lies on Jesus. And the people are not moving out like they used to. Preacher said everybody who believed they needed help in Jesus, stand up. Them were three people stand up, all the people in the church. So the people waking up. Huh? The preacher seeing that these people are not as blind, deaf, and dumb as they used to be. So we thank Allah for this Block Talk Radio Station, where we trying to get the word out that there ain't nothing ever going to deserve our worship besides Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad, the one Christ Jesus, made clear in the Bible that one was coming after him, call him Ahmed. And this is in some of the major first Bibles that they had tampered with as much. But the truth got to get out there. They tried to hide the truth. And the scriptures that they come out better trying to put the sun out. It's never going to happen. Allah never going to let a no good thing do some harm to a good thing. Allah protected this religion. And in the life of in this world today, what we have chaos. More chaos, and it's not going to go away, but we've been given the opportunity to dress, and the world is ready to listen to us. I don't care what color they are or how they, where they were born, they are ready to listen to this truth. So we like to open up with a prayer called Al-Fatiha, and this prayer is beautiful, said in the Arabic language, and then we will translate it in the English translation. Humalay Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbilai Amin Rahman Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in. Ihdinas Siratal Mustaqim. Siratal Ladina An'amta Alayhim. God we might do be a lay him while a dolly I mean. We seek protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy, the one who has been cast out and down, with the name of Almighty God Allah, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who go astray. Amen. We'd like to greet all in the best of the greetings. There has never been a greeting greater than this that God can give the human being, and all the prophets from Abraham to Muhammad, from Adam to Muhammad, gave this greeting of peace. And they said it, I salam alaikum. Simply mean, may God peace be unto you, and it obligate all to keep the peace. One who greeting in the peace, and the one who returned the peace. Yeah, we had the opportunity to go to Sister Martha and Ruth funeral today. A sister who married one of the Muslim brothers, Brother Jojo, Brother Muhammad Balaam. She was going to get ready to marry him. And she was learning Islam, and she was challenged the people in the church. And she did that, and they said she did that, and she would become a Muslim. But before she could overcome her illness that she had come into, she become, and she passed away on March the 3rd. So we buried her today. So we, so we're going to the church, going to where she was going. The lies have been, we hear the lies. And I guess when we showed up as Muslim to be pallbearers and help with her funeral, I guess that sparked the preacher to go deep into that false idea about Jesus and God, and start talking about the blood of Jesus and all the other lies they had with them to make you believe something that don't even make sense. Yeah, only person to make that make sense is Hollywood, showing blood, showing vampires, and other people drinking blood. But anyway, we got a job to do, and they know we coming. And they have made it clear they're going to take a stand for them lies. But they won't win, because the truth will set them free. It's exactly how it has set us free. And we're going to use the truth. That's going to be our weapons to use to defeat this evil scheme of Satan and his handiworkers. So we had a night again back here, again here, Rock Talk Radio Station coming out of California. Thank you, Brother Amin Muhammad. May Allah continue to bless him and bless the work that he's doing there in California and trying to set up Sister Claire Muhammad Sims School and do a whole lot of other great things. And we are in line. We're trying to do the same thing, do something good before it's all over with. So we had the new Muslim Journal. Come out last week, and it says call for immediate ceasefire ending the human suffering. It says the conveners of Imam associated with the community of Imam Washington Muhammad. A statement and convener of Imam, the resident Imam of the community leadership associated with the community of Imam Washington Muhammad. And it is he who produced from you, the verse in the Quran says, it is he who produced for you from single soul that is a place to dwell and a portion will detail, we detail our sign for people who understand. This is Al-Quran, Surah 6, Ayat 98. And then down below that is, oh, you believe, stand out firmly, for our lives, witness faith in detail, and let not your heart or others prevent you from being just. Be just, that is near piety and reverence and respect Allah. Well, Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. Surah Al-Qur'an 5 and 8. And on down under that, it says, in our human creation, we are all equal, and that the human creation is a foundation for all other identity. Imam Warshuddin Muhammad, Youth Dawah Class, Chicago, Illinois, September the 22nd, 2002. So they're giving up to challenge the problem in the Middle East, where the Jews have lied. It's not no war, it's slaughter. And Hamas is people that they set up, and here's a way to take those people land, so they don't mind losing so many Israelis. They don't care about that. These people said that the Israeli people are trampling over the people there, and they said, "What Allah doing? Allah ain't doing nothing." To what the Israelis said, "Allah knows, he ain't doing nothing about it." So they boasted. And anytime somebody boasts, they're really putting themselves in real harm and really acting for problems. So Allah hears and sees all their things, and he do things in the way that Allah wants it done. And when Allah says enough, it's enough. When Allah says it's over with, it's going to be over with. So we want to thank Allah for blessing us with a sound mind, a sound heart, and understanding the Palestinians and what they're going through. And like somebody said, when they get through in the Juma yesterday, when they get through over there, don't think they wouldn't set their sights over here. And these Negroes, these African-Americans talk their talk. They ain't got no guns to master these other people. The other people got way more guns. And most of our people ain't got no courage, don't have any courage until they get some alcohol in them. So that ain't no way to stop this problem. We are trying to do as much as we can to stop this problem. The root cause of this problem is the false idea about God that got us from. All this add up to the so-called supremacy. Huh? Supremacy. And then whatever will add up with that will keep this machine going, these people doing what they're doing. We still calling the people white people. And God ain't never called them no white people, or black people, yellow people, red. He said we are his human beings that he's testing. This is a testing ground for all of us. We come here to be tested. And Satan allowed to knock down those who don't want to pass the test. But in their nature, they know that Satan is nothing but a schemer. And when they hear the truth, they bear witness to the truth, but they go back and lie in the falsehood. That's their problem. One thing the preacher had today that we in the church we went to, he said that your record gonna be given to you, and whatever you have done, your record gonna speak highly of you. But then he come back and said the blood of Jesus will save you. And one brother asked a question, how in the world would the blood of Jesus save you when a human being only got four quarts of blood in him? And all these churches say they drinking and using the blood of Jesus? Ain't no way. It's another fabricated lie. A human being body don't care about four quarts of blood. And every Sunday and all the Sundays before and all the year in the past, it couldn't have been using Jesus' blood, because even one church couldn't carry the same amount of blood that Jesus carried. So all this a lie when you add it up, when you bring common sense to what they're saying, you'll see it's nothing but a lie. And since we understand that it's nothing but a lie, it's our job to share this message with the people and give them opportunity to keep the lie or listen to their common sense. And most people will take on common sense just like they won't. You give them a glass of water, one is dirty and one is unclean. Most of them would take the clean glass of water. So the only thing we can do is offer to them, and Allah does the rest, like he did with us. So we thank Allah for this opportunity on this Brought Talk radio station. And we're here tonight to bring clarity to what we understand. The only thing we can bring to you is the understanding that God has given us personally. And we hope that we are what we understand, and we bring it. And Allah said, make the message clear. And the only thing we can do is continue to try to make this message clear, because God is the Savior, not Jesus. How can a man be nailed to a wood that they present? We know that never happened, but we have to make it clear. How can a man be nailed to some wood, be your Savior, and he didn't get saved himself? He didn't want to die like that. Scripture tells you. And one scripture at the Bible, and many places in the Bible, that these preachers never go near. They never go near what Jesus said. I got to go away, and I would go away for the comforter to come unto you. They ain't going to go near that. They ain't going to touch that, because that would show their scheme up. That will blow their scheme off out of their minds of the people. If Jesus said he got to go away for one to come after them, then they gonna ask, Chris, what one coming? And we can tell them the one that coming, who came, is no other than Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, who is the seal of the prophets. We can tell them. We can tell them what Jesus said. Hey, well, one good, and that's God. Well, Jesus said, don't call me good. We have to tell them they're not going to use that to talk to the people. Jesus said he was in the world and the world knew him not. They ain't going to tell their congregation that. And like Gino said, these people ever read no scripture. They ain't read no scripture. And he know it. He know they only quote what they feel is good to repeat. He knows that. He knows that. He knows the people ain't read no scripture. He live among them. Huh? That's the same thing that the brother come here with Jehovah Witness. He trying to he bring scripture. Then he bring it because he's saying, I don't read scripture, so he can bring me some scripture. And then he main thing he said, let's talk scripture. So I put Quran on, and the Quran make more sense. Whatever scripture, Quran said don't make no image of God. The Bible said that. Do you believe that? Oh, they don't want to go near that. The preacher was speaking on the commandments. He never came. He never spoke on the first commandment. He never mentioned. They stayed away from that. So. They know what they're doing. They blind lead the blind, and they got a warning. They all fall in the ditch. So we're going to bring another brother up in the queue. We're going to bring our brother up from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Brother Sujah Muhammad, and maybe his wife come up from Louisiana we want to see which one to come up, but Sujah, her wife, come on. Co-host worker here. My name is Brother Abdul Akbar, and Da'il Akbar. We co-host working here on the Block Talk Radio Station. So we are here tonight to kill, or to get rid of the lies so we can all live in peace together. The lies that these people tell in their prayer, even Gino Gina. He wants to say Elijah called himself Jesus. Now he said Farrakhan calls himself a little Jesus. I ain't never heard Elijah call. I heard Elijah say he was a messenger. So some of the things he said is a lie. He ain't gonna deal with the full truth. He ain't gonna deal with nothing that is fully true, that makes real sense. He talked about Trump and told his Caucasian people once there he's finna go, he said, bye. He told them, go on with him. Go on with that devil. A liar. Go on with that liar. So the man got some nerves and got some courage. So we have to respect that. But lies, you know, maybe I hope he's using them lies like we use them trying to get the community waiting on Imam Washington Muhammad to come screen all to bring the clear truth. So we had a clear truth. All praise due to Allah. Because Imam Washington Muhammad followed Prophet Muhammad. And he said for us to follow Prophet Muhammad. And that is what we're doing today. So we're going to bring our brother Sujah Muhammad up from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Bring him up and let him share with us some of the things he would like to say. But we want to kill evil. And we want to promote the law alone, that he is God alone. And he does not die. He lives forever. And that Prophet Muhammad is a silent prophet. No more prophets to come. All of the prophets worked till Prophet Muhammad came, and they brought their mark and left their information. So we have that information. So I'm bringing Sujah Muhammad up. Brother Sujah Muhammad, assalamu alaikum. Brother Sujah, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Sujah. Your mic should be on. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Sujah. Brother Sujah, assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me? You're live, you got it. Brother Sujah. So I guess he announces. So praise it be to Allah. We got a job to do. We're going to get it done. Some Palestinians over there. Allah going to rescue them. They're like he rescued us. They want to genocide those people. And they want to genocide us. Trump want to turn back the hands of time. He want to scribe everything that gave us some truth. He wanted to destroy everything that caused us not to live as people. They really want to destroy El Islam. That's the whole program. That's the main thing them Jews are saying. They want to destroy Islam. So not all the Jews, but the Jacobites, the ones who don't believe in God. the one like Trump who don't believe in God. So let me see. I see another hand up. Let's see. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I got the damn.
Alhamdulillah. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, then. Call me. I was in. I told him it wasn't coming through.
Okay, then. Yeah, I couldn't hear nothing. I can hear you now.
Yeah.
Your twofold 1963 phone not working, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't hear you, bro. Speak up, Suja. I can't hear you. I can barely hear you. Assalamu alaikum. Okay. Having some difficulties. I know how that is. Let's see what this is. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Hold
on for a second.
Okay. I can hear you good. I can hear you good now. Can hear you good. So we keep working, and we keep doing the best we can with the help of Allah. We are winning. That's what I see. Truth gonna stand out clear from falsehood, and truth, we told truth by itself. So knock falsehood brains out. So anybody got any brain that try to bring falsehood, they going to get knocked out. Going to get knocked some ammo. You there, Suja? That's what they going. You got your mic on. So once he getting it together, and we're gonna be dressing us in a few minutes. We love the comments that he makes because he makes sense. And this is a common sense religion. This is a religion that the world been waiting on. The world always needed a common sense religion. A religion that's not full of myth, wrong thinking, and weak ideas and lies. That's the kind of religion we've been given by Allah. So all praise is due to Allah. Yeah, this is a beautiful Muslim journal. And we praying that all our people start getting and reading the Muslim journal. And we can bring up the paper again as a weapon against all the falsehoods that this world is bringing about. So all praise is due to Allah. You know, I don't feel sorry for the people who preaching for money, fame, and preaching to be seen in the eyes of men and women. We, you know, you don't feel sorry for these people. These people are one against what we call common sense.
and we had to pay for it. So the paper is looking better and better. The Muslim Journal. We want our paper, people to get the paper and get the lectures of Iman Warjadima. Get the lectures. Suja, are you there? Suja.
Oh, you got it on? Okay. That's a mango.
Suja, are you ready? Don't make him. You ready? You ready?
As-salamu alaykum.
Well, like I said, I am.
Is it on?
How are you good? You ready?
As-salamu alaykum.
Well, like I said, I am.
Okay, then. All right, then. I was trying to, for some reason, my voice, the sound goes out in my phone.
Okay.
For some reason, I don't know. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But alhamdulillah, okay. I'm using a wife. I'm using a wife phone. So I start off with this.
The Homeland Security decided to cut you off.
Alhamdulillah. They can check me anytime. I pray that they come on every week.
Yeah. Okay, well, you got it.
Don't be late. Yeah.
So you got give him some
okay. Alhamdulillah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. We for Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness and testify that there is only one creator, one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet, the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. We'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, we see and know that there's gonna be problems, you know, and Allah already done told us this, and that He showed us exactly the position that Satan takes. You know, Satan is one that takes a position that he's better than you. Whoever you are, he thinks that he's better than you. That's Satan's position. And he can't submit. He want to pretend like he's submitting. He want to act like he's submitting. He's all caring. He's your best advisor. He know how to act those roles out. But in reality, he's the devil. In reality, he's Satan. You know, and he can't stand a human being. You know, he can't stand goodness, righteousness. He can't stand a person that want to do right, a person that want to do good, a person that strive to be a human being and strive to be obedient to God. He can't stand that. You know, and Satan is one that's going to try to bring you something complex to stand upon. Something complex to believe in. Something that ain't real. You know, and that's him. So anytime I hear these different things coming out of the Bible that don't make sense, you know, that somebody died for my sin, that don't make no sense. That ain't no love. That's not no love. He give his life because he loved you. That don't make no sense. He give his life and he know that he gonna get it back. And that don't make no sense. If he said he God, that he want to show us something, it don't make no sense to show us that your son would give his life for a sinner. That don't make no sense. Now I can see that. I can see if he gives his life and he will die and don't come back no more, that's the end for him. Then that's a hell of a sacrifice. That's a real sacrifice. If he gonna give his life and he's not coming back no more. That's a real sacrifice. But if he gives his life and he can come right back, well, he ain't really dead, or he didn't die. And he know he had that type of power. It don't make no sense of him dying. That don't make no sense for him dying. If he know he has the power to come right back. He didn't give his life because he loved me. He gave his life because he know that he can't be killed. That he can't die. That's the way I got to look at that. If you say that you God, or you God's son, who can kill you? If you said you're God's son, you shouldn't bleed. You shouldn't have no blood if you was God's son. God don't have no blood. What power of God do you have? Are you just going to be, everything about you going to be like your mother? it's real. It don't make no sense, brothers and sisters. It's not real. It's not real. And for the people to buy that, they got to be dead. They got to be completely idiots in order to accept that. That a man died for your sin. Oh, he gonna die for your sin. So you go out there and sin. You go out there and do all the wrong that you want to do. That's all right. God got a son that got that covered. Then they turn around and say that God is a spirit. Brothers and sisters, if you can say anything that you want to say, and this is what Trump's doing. Trump is handling that situation the same way Christianity is coming to us, coming to the world. He's doing the same thing, dealing with politics. He said, "I can get on TV and shoot a man, and you still vote for me for president." I can pat my daughter on his butt. I mean, it's just disgraceful. It's just ugly. I always knew black he meant a Shaitan Rajim, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most much. Surah 24, starting at Ayat 1. O ye who believe, follow not Satan's footsteps. If any will follow the footsteps of Satan, he will but command what is shameful and wrong. And were it not for the grace and mercy of Allah on you, not one of you will ever have been pure. But Allah doeth purify whom he pleases. And Allah is one who hears and knows all things. Now this is God. This is the one that you say got a son. You say it's Jesus' dad. It's Jesus' father. Brothers and sisters, the last revelation or revealed knowledge that was sent to mankind. And the name of this book is Quran. It's the Holy Quran. And we can call it the Holy Quran. Why? Because it's the word of God. It's not like the Bible. In Mark, it says the gospel according to Mark. In Luke, it's the gospel according to Luke. Matthew, the gospel, according to Matthew. When you read the Bible, this book, God is talking directly to you. I mean, when you read the Quran, excuse me, this book is talking correctly to you. This is the word of God. Allah says, Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth, and the parable of his light as if there was a niche, and within it a lamp, the lamp enclosed in glass, the glass as it were a brilliant star from a blessed tree, and olive, neither of the east nor the west, whose all are well nigh luminous. Though fire scarce touch it, light upon light, Allah doeth guide whom he will to his light. Allah doeth set forth parables for men, and Allah doeth know all things. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. When Allah shines his light, it's overpowering any other light. If I got all my physical light cut off in the house, it's dark in there. But I can open the door and go straight to my bedroom, go straight to my dresser. And get anything I want to get out of there. What is it that make me see? What kind of light is that? I can walk in a dark house with all the physical lights out and go straight to my bedroom. Go straight into one of my dresser drawers. What is it that make me see? Why am I able to do all these things without bumping into things? What is the light? The light is the knowledge of a thing. I have the knowledge of a thing. And my knowledge alone will lighten up my room as though my light is cut on. Just me knowing where everything is at in different drawers. Praises be to Allah. Think about it. I can go in with the knowledge of everything that I got in my bedroom and be able to go to it. But Allah says that Allah is the light of the heaven and the earth. The heaven and the earth. Allah says, seest thou not that it is Allah who praises all beings in the heaven and on earth? Do celebrate, and the birds of the air with wings outspread. Each one knows its own mode of prayer and praise. And Allah knows well all that they do. Yet to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. And to Allah is the final goal of all. Allah is the one that got the power. Of everything that we see in this creation, Allah got power over it. Allah says, seest thou not that Allah makes the cloud move gently, then join them together, then make them into a heap, then wilt thou see rain issue forth from their midst. And he sent down from the sky mountain masses of cloud, wherein is hail. He strikes therewith whom he pleases, and he turneth away from whom he pleases. The vivid flashes of his lightning well night blind the sight. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. What do God need with a son? Why do God have to go into Mary and it is Allah that teaches us about fornication and adultery? Brothers and sisters, that's just an insult. It's an insult to God, and it's an insult to the prophet. And also it's an insult to the believer. Our innocent peoples that don't know God is an insult to them. To bring them a lie like that. Allah says, we have indeed sent down signs that make things manifest. And Allah guides whom he will to a way that is straight. They say we believe in Allah and in the messenger, and we obey. But even after that, some of them turned away. They are not really believers. brothers and sisters. This truth that we are bringing you, there's nothing on earth that's more powerful than this truth from this Quran. Nothing. So, brothers and sisters, we are asking you, if you see a Muslim sister or brother, ask them to get you one of these Qur'an. We came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. Oh, assalamu alaikum. We turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar.
Well, look, assalam. Thank you. Does anyone have any question or anything you want to say to Suja or what he had to say? All you got to do is match one on your telephone. And what happens then, you'll be brought into the queue, and we will cut your mic on, and you want to ask a question or you want to make a statement.
Yes.
Match one on your telephone. We welcome whatever question you ask, no matter how you ask it, as long as no cursing, disrespect, then you ask any question you want to. Because we don't think we should be talking unless we have some kind of answer to what we have said. It have been tested under the guidance of the Quran, and we hope that we have learned enough to talk that makes sense. Like scientists, a scientist has to study and go into a thing and dissect it, and then he come up with the best logical conclusion. And that's what our job is, to bring the most logical conclusion. That we are one people. We are all of the children of Adam. And we're all planted here on this earth to test, and one of the tests on how we treat each other, how we get along with each other, starting with the family first, starting how you treat your family, how you treat, if you get an animal, how you treat that animal, no matter, you know, all these things are qualifications of getting into the next life. We say, we believe there's a life after this life. We believe in life after death. It's like we believe in life after sleep. We wake up every morning, and one morning, and we say sleep is nothing but a practice of the real thing. So one morning you go to sleep, and you won't wake back up. The practice is over with. The test is over with. So we believe that the Creator, who created us, gonna bring in his property. We are the property of our Almighty God, not no one else. You can't be a property of some man or some woman. A woman can be property. We all are the property of God, because this is God's earth we live on. Man divided up and sectioned it off and said this and said that over the land, but man don't have no power. Because he can't take none of this land with him. Ain't take nothing with him. What he take is how he or she lived their life in this life. If you didn't do any good in this life, then we say there's any good reward for any good not done. We said no. Allah says he only accept that which is good. He made us innocent, coming out of our mother's womb. We came in this world knowing nothing. And he blessed us to stay alive long enough to walk and talk. And then common sense, he told us, go to the best place and learn. But some of us didn't get common sense. So some of us learned the hard way. But we here tonight, and so the best way is the way of Allah, the creator of this creation. When we say Allah, we're not talking about a man or a woman. We're talking about the one who created all men and women, all the insects and animals and everything else. and put it on this earth, but he give man a little higher authority by giving man a mind so man can be a small creator. He can create a car. He can put a car together, make a car. But he got to use something that Allah already have made and put in the earth to make that car or to make a plane or whatever he makes. He go to the earth and get what Allah's already stored there for him to find and use to make whatever he want, a house, car, whatever he makes. But he becomes a small creator. But Allah say he's the best of the creators. He's the best creator. He knows and sees all. Man knows very little, can't see all. He can't know all. He can't be a master of everything. He might master a plumber. He might be a master carpenter or master mechanic. But he will never be master of all things because Allah has given every human being a limit. And our limit is that we live and die. And we take nothing back to God but how we live our life on this earth. So anybody got anything they would like to say to Sue Jah, or they got anything they want to say to the here on this Block Talk station, we welcome you. We realize some of you are new on this show. Welcome you. You're not going to hear everything we got to say at one event. You have to come, and when you do come, we'll bring some questions, because this religion is a religion can be questioned. And so we pray that when you question us, we pray we have the answer, because nobody have all the answers but the Creator himself. So anybody else got any, all you got to do is raise your hand and we will cut your mic on. We are here tonight because we love humanity. We love everybody that Allah loves. Allah said he loved those who do right, and I love those who Allah loved and those who do right. I don't like enemies, evil and wicked people who want to kill somebody for, I don't care what reason. I don't like Allah don't like that. Allah tell us, thou shalt not kill in the Bible. He don't say, thou shalt not kill people that throw their life away, like winos and crackheads. He said, thou shalt not kill nobody. We have the right to respect. Everybody has the right to be respected. He said, don't kill nobody. Then at the same time, he telling you not to kill yourself. He said, be a good father, and you be a good father, good mother, you have a longer life in this life. That was God's promise. He said, don't be a disobedient child. And most children know that they've been disobedient, and they have some sense of understanding. God didn't put nobody on this earth to be mistreated, or be dumb, or be abused. He put us all in him to serve him, and serving God, that means you at your best. You're trying to create a better medicine. You try to create a car that not only don't run on gas, but it runs without gas, without all the things that it needs, and it runs for years. But they make a car to be replaced in 6 months, 6 years or 10 years. But this country builds out the ply and demand. So they make something, a car, they make sure that the steering wheel go out or the brakes go out. And you have to replace them. They cost a lot of money. So ply and demand. But so God allows that. But what he don't allow that nobody oppress nobody. Allah mm-hmm. say he don't demand, he don't depress himself, he don't like oppression. Oppression, and then he tell us in one part of scripture, pressure, being oppressor is worse than slaughter. Being pressed, and somebody press you every day, wake you up and depress you and then and send you on to get well, then you come back and they oppress you again, you get sick again. God don't want no kind of oppression. Like we see and heard about it, slavery, how they used to whoop us with whips. Whoop us with a whip. They thought about whooping somebody. They would whoop us for nothing. Told us we were free. Told us we had to get off the plantation. Then locked us up and brought us right back to the old plantation because they said we were lost. Made a law. He have took the law to crucify many people. And they're going to pay for that. We said nobody leave this world without getting God's judgment. Everybody you see is under the judgment of the Creator who created it. Everybody you see is under a test. And the test, and to know you on the test, we are just passing through. There's no internal life. There's no life forever here. There's no fountain of youth will keep you here forever. So we are passing through. But as we pass through, we are being tested. How we treat each other, how we treat the earth we live on, how we treat the air, the water, whatever God has put in our position, however, whatever we have, how we treat the coat and the pants that God bless us to have, the shoes, how we treat the, our eyes and our body that God has trusted us with. Huh? So all this is a test. And to pass the test is to be conscious of God. Allah says thinking on him is the most powerful thinking that we can do. If we think on what God wants to do, we don't put nothing in our system to take us away from our nature. Put something in our system to make us want to fight somebody because they looked at us too hard. Fight somebody because they got better land than we got. Fight somebody because they are better off than what I'm better off. That's no reason to fight nobody. There ain't no reason. Then you got to tell a lie. To take somebody's land. You got to say the savages. Call them savages. Then you go take their land. There's a judgment day. There's a day coming about. No man can escape. That's the day of hell. And when God brings you in and your whole life pops up in front of you, you won't be able to say that I didn't know. I shouldn't have did that. It's too late. You won't be able to say, let me go back in the life cycle, change what I did. Because Allah going to say, and say in the Quran, he said he see what you were saying and what you were saying. He don't see you or do anything different. He said hellfire. And that's one place you don't want to go, the hellfire. Why live in hell and die and go to hell? Why live in a peaceful heavenly situation and go to hell? You want heaven here and heaven there. And now that you do that, you have to follow the instruction that God gave you. You have to live the kind of life. You have to live the life that God have given you to live. And when you start living the life that God have given you to live, you don't want to do nothing but right. You ain't worrying about the criticism coming from the criticizer. So we thank Allah for the opportunity to come on this Bawk Talk radio station under the leadership of Imam Y.T. Muhammad have rolled us and freed us from all the shackles that they put on us mentally, spiritually, and all the other ways they can put shackles on your life. Huh? They can shame you out of your life. They can make evil seem fair, you will lead the life that God says tell you stay away from. They know how to shame you out of it. They know how to make what's popular, even though they call it popular, they know how to make you attracted to it. And that being attracted to what it might get you killed, might get you terminated. They know that. They call it the fast world. They the ones control and put up the fast world. So we thank Allah for the opportunity. We want to invite you. You want to say anything? Let's match one. We'll see your hand. See your little hand come up there. Will you match one on your phone? And we will know that you ready to ask a question or you ready to make a statement. But whichever one you decide to do, or both, we say all praise are due to Allah. We are here because we love Allah. Allah said he pick and choose whoever he please to follow his scripture. Because none of us can follow God. I heard the preachers say today that we got to follow God. You hide in the world, you're going to follow God. You can't make it rain. You can't make the sun shine. You can't make the wind grow or blow. All the ice or the rain that come out of the sky. You can't make hell come out of the sky. You can't make an earthquake. Huh? So all praise is due to Allah, Lord and cherished and stain of all the world. And we thank Allah for Prophet Muhammad. May God peace. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May God peace. May God peace and blessing be upon him for what he did, what Jesus said he was going to do. He going to lead us in all truth. So we say the Quran, like, and we encourage everyone, if you don't have a Quran, get one. It ain't going to save you. It can remind you how you can save yourself. It reminds you of those who made mistakes before you and what happened to them. It can remind you that what happened to them who disobeyed God before you. It will remind you and show you what happened. But you want to go and try to prove that the Quran is lying? It's like Sodom and Gomorrah. The evidence that happened is still over there in the east right now. Sodom and Gomorrah, that land where that happened at, that God sent that fire and brimstone on, they had water, had it's right over there by Palestine, and over there near the Jewish land, they bother all of that, and there in that lake where that fire and brimstone comes, there's no fish live in that water. There's nothing living on that land, and I understand that Egypt carved some of them people out of the ground and put them in the museum. You can go to the museum and see what happened to those people in Sodom and Gomorrah. So that's clear evidence. That's evidence that happened. But so we don't try to point to nothing. Evidence. The Red Sea that Moses parted, it's over there. It's over there. So the biblical scripture tells us what happened, and Jesus came and spoke on all the levels of what's going to happen if we continue and the judgment. And one of the things that Prophet Muhammad said, in the last days, you won't see, you can't, it's hard to find a decent businessman. And you can't find hardly a decent businessman in insurance, renting a house, buying a car, buying food. That's about every major thing that you need. You can't find a decent man. Even a soda used to call a quarter of dime. Now it's a $1.50 for a canned soda. Huh? Greed done set in. That's what he was saying. Jesus said, in the last day, you won't be able to tell women from men. If you can't see that is not a fact that happened. That you can't tell who is who. You get somewhere at night and somebody turn their back to you. And there's a man with hair down his back, and there's a man got a big rear, just like a female. You can't tell who is a man or who is a woman. Huh? Tattoos everywhere. They'll start putting these women and men, they're putting the tattoo in their face. They done went low enough to put tattoos in their face and all kind of earrings. It used to be for the ear. Now they got it in their tongue and their nose and they hanging near their eye. Huh? How they get like that? Satan, words are hitting them off. Satan is any man or any woman who take on wrong ideas, weak thinking, and tell lies. You can't describe Satan no greater, no better than that. Weak ideas, wrong thinker, tell lies. You can't describe Satan. Satan is the most cunning of all the creatures. He look like he'll talk like he love you, talk like he with you. But he is being nothing but a sincere divisor to hellfire. So all praise are due to Allah. Allah is the greatest. Anybody, again, who like to say anything, all you got to do is match one. Match one, come into the queue. Me and Sujabo, we talk, but we'd rather hear somebody else. We want to release this and give it to somebody else and let them come and talk and share with us, because we been on this trail for many years, 40, maybe 50 years on this trail. And before then, maybe we was in false worship. Maybe we did accept the idea that a man named Master Farad Muhammad was God. But we accepted that long as the real God had showed up. We accepted that because we had been living under the wrong idea about God, that God had a son, and his son is Christ Jesus, looked just like the people that put us in the condition. So we're not here color. We all got a color because God gave it to us. And we didn't pick it, and none of the color we got is pure white. All pure black. Huh? We are human beings according to what God said in Scripture. And when we fall short of being human beings, we go lower or we fall lower than some animals. And that's what happens when people don't want to hear and obey God. They fall sometimes lower than animals. You ain't going to see no two roosters trying to get it on. You ain't going to see no two male ants trying to get it on. You're not going to see no two male snakes or two female snakes. You ain't going to see that. It's unnatural. We know, we have heard that the only animal that mix it, try to fool with each other in heat is a pig, is a nasty four-legged animal called pig. And this is one animal that Allah tell us that we're not to eat. He didn't put it on earth for us to eat, but he put it on earth. And when it submits its will, and it do submit its will, do what it is. We said that the animal, everything Allah created, he created Muslim. He created to submit his will, to do will, the will that God put it wanted to do. And the pig eats up the waste of the earth. He cleans the earth clean. But when you eat him, and God said the only time you're allowed to eat that, and he told that in our book, it said, and when there's nothing else to eat, eat you a little bit. If you get something, eat a little bit. That's enough to keep you alive until you get in a situation that's better where you can stop eating. That's the mercy of God. He don't want us to die, starve to death. So thank you. So I'm going to, I've said as much as I want to say. So I'm going to like to bring my brother back up, Brother Sujah Muhammad. And then if anytime you want to ask a question while he's talking, it's match one and come into the queue. So I see a new number up here, 804. Last four digits is 1486. If you want to say anything, or you just happen to be here, or you want to say anything after Sue, y'all get to talking, and I get to talking. That's match one on your cell phone or telephone, and you'll be brought in the queue. We'll cut your mic on, and we will stop talking and let you share or ask a question statement. So if you decide to do that, that's match one. Brother, I'll bring you back up, Brother Suja Muhammad. If you don't mind, you got it.
Alhamdulillah. You hear me?
Yes, sir. We hear you. Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. We welcome you to bring forward any type of information, any type of exchange, as long as it's intelligent. Some intelligent exchange, you know, and just state your position. State your position. You know, if you believe that you got truth, and that other people need to know it, you know, then you got an opportunity. You know, and our book, the Quran, God say, is there any other truth than His truth? So if you got truth, then you got that from God. That's from God. And I'm definitely not going to stop you from presenting truth. You know, it's the lie that is the big problem. Mm-hmm. You know, the idea that God had a son and his son died for our sin, you know, that kind of lie. You know, and then you use that lie to challenge the peoples whether they have faith or not. This supposed to be the idea that he died for their sin, and they believe showed that they got faith. Anybody can believe and it's only when someone question you about your belief, your children, your friends, your wife, you see. It's only when that's when you're gonna run into problems. You know, we have the freedom. We have the free will to speak and to believe in what we want to believe in. We got that freedom. But also, the next person has the freedom to question what you profess or what you say you believe in. They got that freedom to question that. So it's all good. It's all good. And again, we say that truth can be proven and a lie can't.
All right, well.
You know, and we believe that Satan then told a lie. And he kind of tipped through. He kind of tipped through us with that lie. And he said, Satan have said to Almighty God, we found that out in our holy book. He have said to Almighty God, that he gonna challenge the believers. He gonna come at the believers before them and behind them, on the right and on the left. He going to come in, and he going to show God. Now, I don't know all what he's going to do, but he claimed that he going to show God that we are not worthy of the high position that God gave the human being. Of being the caretaker, of being the inheritor of the heavens and earth. And God said he going to give us power in the land. He want to challenge that. He told God he's not going to accept that. That he's not going to bow down to this human that you created. This one that you say you made out of clay. And that when you breathed into him, your spirit you want us to bow down to him. Well, that's true. The angels had no problem bowing down. They had no problem. The only problem that we having up until today is with Shaitan. And Shaitan is that one that challenged God or disobeyed God in what he asked. And out of that disobedience came forth lies after lies. Out of that disobedience. And through Shaitan disobeying God and challenging God, he became Satan. He became Satan. I want to make it sure to you all to let you know that God did not create Satan. And also the angels. There is no angels in heaven that disobey God. There's no angels in heaven fell down. That the angels in heaven is completely obedient to Almighty God. Anything God tells them to do, they can't disobey. Only thing they does is obey the angels. The disobedient one is the one that strives to do his own will. Jesus said, not my will be done, but God's will be done. That's our position also. We are striving real hard to do the will of God. Even though God gave us a free one. He gave us a free will. You can obey God or disobey God. He gave you that free will, brothers and sisters. But we as Muslims, we believe completely in God. We submit our whole will to Almighty God. And we have to tell you the truth in reference to Christ Jesus. That the idea that God had a son and the idea that Jesus is God, we had to tell you straight up. That's untrue. That's a lie. that's an insult to us, the Muslim, and an insult to the Christian, and an insult to the Christians, to say that God has a son, to say that Jesus is God. That's an insult, brothers and sisters. Jesus have never disobeyed God. Jesus have never taught the people that he was God. Never. So that's a lie on Jesus, on God's holy prophet. What did Jesus say? Know ye the truth, and the truth will make you free. Jesus said, our Father, talking about God, and you and I. He said, our Father who art in heaven. You see? Jesus said, watch me while I pray. Watch me while I pray. He said that if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true, but I bear witness of he that sent me. This is what Jesus said. They called Jesus a good master. And Jesus said, why callest me good? There's only one that is good, and that's the Father. It's easy for a liar to get on television or get on the media and lie to the people. It's easy for them to do that. People standing up and with this fake information they're giving us, that they are proud. And they give all praises to Jesus. They give all praises to Jesus for their success and for their worship. And they're thankful to Jesus because he died for their sin. All power is due to Jesus. Brothers and sisters, the only thing I can see out of that is a crowd that's going up in smoke. That's the only thing that I can see out of that. Please don't test God. Don't try God. Created us, and he loves us. We are God creatures. So don't go against God. God is blessing us. Don't go against him. Don't call God a lie. If Satan is the one, is the big liar. If Satan is the one that you shouldn't trust. So all praise is due to God. We thank God. And we will forever teach his truth and come forward with the truth and stand up against the lie. But we come to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. Of Assalamu alaikum. Turn it back over to Agba.
Well, the guy said, good talk.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Got any questions for Suja? All you got to do is match one and come into the queue. We thank you, Suja. That was really, really what he said. All the things he was saying were number truth. That's clear truth. You will never be the man. Truth, and you will never make the truth a lie. If you put them all under the light of understanding, the truth will stand out. We have been fed a lot of lies, miseducation, wrong thinking, and have been done by collected a lot of different avenues, TV, movies, music. What kind of people will listen to music that disrespect a woman? We all come from a woman. We weren't born in, we didn't come falling from no trees. We were born from a female. We all come from the womb of a woman. As Suja was saying, letting you know that we all were born. We were born to serve God. When we were running, when we were walking, when we were swimming, when we were playing and jumping, when we were eating at the table, when we was going to bed rightly, we been a servant of God. We've been trained to serve God. When we were saying yes, sir, yes, ma'am, we was training to be a servant of God. Huh? So that training don't stop. It only gets higher and better as we go along. Because going through the teenage years, so many things are pulling on you. So many things are coming at you when you become a teenager. So many things are trying to get you off the course. And that's what we call Satan. Here's the job, to get you off the course and make you not worthy of the great reward that God want to give you. That's his job. To stir you in the wrong direction, make evil seem fair. That's his job. So Satan is not our friend. He's the enemy of man and woman. He's the enemy of people coming together for a common reason, that we are human beings. Can't get no common there. We're human beings. Every nose, a sky, a hair. Eyes is what God gave us to test us in. The dog and no other creature, the animal, all the lions, okay, how strong they are, how they do things, how they hunt, how they raise their children. And we are the best that God created. We are the best. We're better than the monkeys. But whatever clocked into a monkey, he can't be no more but a monkey. So Allah did all of this and let us see these animals. And then we said, which one we want to be? We don't want to be no whale out there trying to eat up a tiger, shark or something. We don't want to be that. We don't want to be what we are, human beings. Over those creation, over that creation, God gave us that right. We can see those things, see how big they are, how strong they are. But in our common sense, we think a lot that we are human beings. That's what prayer does. Prayer reminds us that we are human beings. The human being bow to God, give thanks to God. She pray to God at least five times a day. If they want to be completely human being, at least five times a day. Allah give us five senses, shouldn't we appreciate every sense that we have? If he give us two senses, we should appreciate every sense that we have. And we should say in our mind that the Creator is the greatest. So we're here tonight, and we're here because we love you. We love all people, but we will never be loved by any other people as long as we praying to them and holding them up as God. We'll never have the blessing that God wants us to have. We're supposed to see all people as the children of Adam. We all come from Adam. We all in a test
to see how we can treat each other better. And we all should be trying to find our way treating each other better. So anybody else got anything they would like to say at this time, they raise your hand, and we will bring you into the queue, and we will let you say or ask questions. Okay, I see somebody. Is that Brother Muhammad?
As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, sir.
As-salam. Hey.
I got the man.
Yeah,
you got
some program.
Huh?
Yes. The XM program y'all got going this evening. Wednesday, I guess it was, maybe.
Uh-huh.
You saying that they intend to the light.
Yeah.
They can't do.
They can't do.
Mm-mm. But I guess it seems maybe they're going to try. And that is, we got one person here in the political arena. And they're going to keep on sending weapons and financial assistance and all of that to Israel.
Yeah.
Got another one on the other side. And their intent is to become dictator, world dictator.
That's what it is. That's what it's about.
As Hitler did. So,
you're right.
You're right.
So that mean their intent, they were, I guess they think they were going, well, enough to get this opportunity now to pack Islam.
Yeah.
Nobody about it. That's what they're getting geared up to do.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do.
Take Islam and build up this thing.
That's right. Build up also, not Christianity. That's not Christianity.
No, not Christianity.
Yes, sir.
Islam.
You know in Texas, your children that go to the public school, they go to high school, if they don't show up with a gun with them, they can't get in the classroom.
Wow.
Mm. That's the law in Texas. Your children
who they got to bring a gun?
Huh?
They got to bring a gun?
You got to bring a gun. They won't let children in school to come to class because they didn't have a gun.
Oh, man. This is
wow,
crazy.
Yeah.
Check the internet. It's on that. That's what I've seen it at. They wouldn't allow these children to go into school because they didn't have a gun.
And did they have license?
You don't know. You just got to have a gun.
But
did they pass the laws with everybody that can have a gun without registering? I seen them young boys out when we was out talking, and I told them they living a dangerous life because if the police run up on them, and they see that handle that gun hanging out their pants, they ain't gonna ask them to put their hands up. They gonna start shooting, and the first thing they gonna say they were threatened. They feel threatened, so they weren't gonna take no chance. So they shot the person, and they tell you they shoot to kill. They don't shoot the wound. They shoot to kill.
Huh?
They don't care what it is. So, alhamdulillah. Well, we got Sister Haji Lala here, and we know she's going to share some of her beautiful poems with us. As-salamu alaykum, Sister Haji Lala.
Alhamdulillah.
Wa alaykum salam. Alhamdulillah. Wa alaykum salam. Okay, I'll come from Alhamdulillah. Okay, hold on. Let's see what we got. Let's see. Oh, shucks. I know I wasn't too ready this time. Let me see. Not very. Okay, let's see what I have here. Let me go back over here. Okay, here's one. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Everything happens for a reason. Sometimes it hurts. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard. But in the end, it's all for the best. Never stop trusting G and his plan, divine plan. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Oh, here's another one. Lean all the way into G today and trust Allah with your day. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. And then here's a little note. It says, just a little note from me to say, I hope your day is trouble-free and that all of life's little worries go away. That you have a fantastic day. Take care. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Here's another one. Let's see. I've seen better days, but I've also seen worse. I don't have anything I want, but I do have all I need. I woke up with some aches, but I woke up just then. My life is not perfect, but I am blessed. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everybody, for coming and showing up and standing up. Thank everybody. Brother Muhammad Sharif, will you close us out?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rahman Rahim Maliki Yom Din. Yakna Abudu wa Yakna Sain. Idina Surafula Mustakin. Surafula Dina Nantu Alehim. Daria Makdubi Alehim Wabadori. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody
sighted the moon yet?
We start looking at the moon.
Not yet.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Start looking tomorrow.
Okay then. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Let me get ready for
Let's get ready for it. Thank you, everybody. May Allah bless us all. Thank you. Thank you, guests. And thank you, Brother Amin. Thank you, everybody, for showing up. Aisha Long.